Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, Create Your Career. This is Contemplation with Christoph, number 75, episode number 193. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Thank you for your time. I'm going to start this episode off with how I typically end it. So when you're listening to this episode, don't just listen. Don't passively listen. You need to think about how you can apply the things that we're talking about as they're being talked about. Because the goal of this podcast is not just to give you entertainment, which I hope it delivers some of that. But the goal is to give you actually actionable items, to things that you can deliver into your own life. Life and make your life the life that you want to have. Make your life how you want to live it and actually go out there and live it. So you can listen to all the best advice. You can listen to all the best podcasts out there, great podcasts. And there are so many great podcasts out there. You can read all these awesome books that we talk about on the book challenge. But if you don't apply any of it, like, you're wasting your time. That's what I think. Unless you're just doing it for the entertainment value, then that's fine. And it's totally fine to do things for entertainment value as well. But if you do say that you subscribe to that growth mindset and you want to be better for yourself and for those around you, to set a good example for yourself and for those around you, then apply this stuff. So as you're listening to things, as you're reading books, think about how you can apply it to your life. What can you take from that and apply to your life? And I never, ever, ever think that everything from these podcasts can be applied to your life. That would be my hope. But my hope ultimately is that there is something that you can take from one of these episodes, even from my guests. Like, a lot of things, a lot of themes can be repeated. But the point is to have that repetition, to continue to create this momentum and always be reminded that you can do it, that you can achieve what you want to achieve, but you have to have this constant repetition. I know I forget that these things are possible, that you can actually go out there and that there is a lot of noise out there, people saying you can't do it because they don't think they can do it. And there's not just random people saying that you can't do things. It's a lot of times people in your life, your family or your good friends saying that you can't do things. And they may say it blatantly that you can't do things. But what they will say is, oh, that's crazy. You shouldn't do that. You have too much on your plate. Oh my gosh, you're already so busy. You have no idea what's going on inside of my head. And you have no idea the plans that I have for my life and my family. So I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And that's what you need to do. You need to do what you want to do, what's best for you, right? This is your life and nobody else is living it for you. So welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. You can find this episode and all the other contemplations and the conversations on christophlewis.com/podcast or on any of your most favorite podcast listening applications. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now you know it's time for the book challenge. And I am reading one book a week. I'm on a mission to make reading cooler than it's ever been. I thought I was a bad reader, so I set this goal and I'm crushing it. And I'm on book number 35 right now. Now, last week I read Never Split the Difference by the top FBI negotiator, Chris Voss. That was such a cool book. 10 out of 10, would recommend. This week I'm reading Overcome by Jason Redman, who was on the podcast way back on conversation number 31. Overcome just came out. I pre-ordered it. It came in. I'm reading it. I'm going to have it read by tomorrow, by Saturday. And then Jason's having a book signing here in Norfolk. So if you're in the Norfolk area, Virginia Beach, Chesapeake, all those areas, come out to see him and get your book signed. Get that book. It's awesome. Jason's story is incredible. I highly encourage you to check out that episode. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 118 with Garant Jones. And Garant is, I can never pronounce his name correctly. Like, before, here's a fun behind the scenes thing. Before we started recording, I was like, dude, I can't pronounce your name. And he was trying, we were trying, and it just clearly, I did not learn. So, dude, I'm so sorry. I tried so hard to pronounce your name right. But it was a really good episode. He has such a uniqueness and just a fun likeness about him. And he really brought that into the conversation. So it was really fun. I definitely recommend that one. Today, I'm going to speak with you about New Year's resolutions. Spoiler alert, I am not a fan. So let's get into it. Oh, I'm gonna start this one off with a long sigh. New Year's resolutions. I genuinely don't like New Year's resolutions. I don't think you should strive to make 2020 your year. I don't think you should ever strive to make any year your year. I genuinely think you should strive to make this very moment your moment. You need to make the minute yours. You need to make the day yours. And frankly, the days won't always go your way. And I don't think that an entire day needs to go your way. I think you can have some good moments. I think you can have some bad moments. And overall, if you wake up another day, that day was a good day. And some days just suck. And some days can have awesomeness in them, just pure awesomeness. And some days can have both. And those days and those moments make it weeks and months and years and decades and lifetimes. But the point here is that you don't have to claim having a good year or having a bad year, or even more so, I want you to say or understand that you don't have to claim that you had a bad year because bad things happened. It doesn't make it a bad year. You're fucking here. You are here right now. You're listening to this. You made it this far. That's what matters. You made it through the worst day of your life. And this is common knowledge, but that is the knowledge that I apply to this right now. And I'm so serious about this. There's all these things that come out in December, and it really frustrates me because this whole live in the moment thing is something that I think people just talk about and don't ever apply. And they just want to make these New Year's resolutions and say, I'm going to start this thing and I'm going to do it the whole year and I'm going to make 2020 my year. And like I wrote in one of my comments the other day, I do the quotes every single day, and I wrote like a painter, the big picture gets painted one brushstroke at a time. And you know what the beautiful thing about painting is you could screw up a bunch of those brushstrokes and still have an awesome painting. I don't need to go any farther, but I gotta say two words to you. Bob Ross. Bob fucking Ross. I mean, if you're looking for quotes, you just need to go back to the late and great Bob Ross. He says, we don't make mistakes, just happy little accidents. And you know what? Those are those moments that I'm talking about. So don't get overwhelmed with striving to make a whole year yours or getting upset because things went wrong in your year. Like me and my wife, Jordan, had a really, really difficult 2018. The end of our 18 was really tough. I got out of the military and we had a lot of things go wrong in our move. We lost the most money I've ever lost because of all these situations that we went through. But I'm not going to chalk up 2018 to be a bad year. I got out of the military after 9 years and it was successful and I got a job and it all these good things are happening. This road of which is life is filled with twists and turns and potholes and shitty drivers, and God knows I'm gonna take a wrong turn or I'm gonna get rear-ended. Some shit's gonna happen, but I'm gonna make it to my destination and I'm gonna get there. Okay, I'm gonna get there. So you just gotta do the best you can every single day. The moments are the things that really define you, not the years. And I'm not saying you can't have a good year, and you can. And if you want to quantify it as such, then so be it. But I don't want you to get down on yourself for that. Now, this is entitled New Year's Resolutions. So New Year's Resolutions is very, very similar to the point I'm trying to make about not striving to make a whole year your year. So a resolution, you're waiting, you know, when people start talking about resolutions and, you know, right after Thanksgiving into December, like if you think you need a resolution, then great. Have a resolution, but have a today resolution. Have a right now resolution and just do it. Just freaking do it right now. Don't wait, because if you're going to wait, then think of all the things that you don't really want to do that you're going to do before you do that. And then you're going to start it. And then like, if you don't have a strong enough why, if your why is not strong enough to where you can wait a whole nother month before you start it, then maybe you're not doing it for the right reasons. So you need to start that resolution right now. But New Year's resolutions, I dislike. I very much dislike that. And this is my opinion, but I hope the point that's coming across is that do not, one, define yourself by an entire year. Define yourself by the moments, and you can have bad moments, you can have good moments, and just having some bad moments and some really shitty moments don't define your year. And on the same note, don't define that new year by that's when I can start a resolution. Those moments that we're talking about that create our years, those moments are the moments that you need to utilize to create a resolution right now, after you end this episode. Remember I started, what can I pull from this episode that I can apply right now You can do resolutions, but do them right now. If there's something you want to start later, don't start it later. Start it right now. There's literally no reason. You have to prioritize things in your lives. If the things that you really want to do or you think you really want to do start falling down the list and you're not getting them done, then you don't really want to do them. And time is not an excuse. There are people out there with way less time and doing way more things. And yes, everything's relative, but what you want to do, if you really want to do it, if you truly want to do it, you will raise that priority to the top of the list and you will create the time to do it and create the resolution in your life right now. So it's time for a recap. New Year's resolutions suck. I don't like them. It's my personal opinion, but what I do like are resolutions. Start a resolution right now. Make an oath to yourself that you're going to do what you damn want to do, and don't define your entire year. That's crazy. That's a lot of days. Don't define your entire year by some really crappy moments, because this is life and life sucks sometimes, but don't make yourself feel bad because you're defining and labeling a whole year that, oh, 19 wasn't my year. Like, just do the best you can in every single moment, and I guarantee you it will slowly get better. And it's just like that meme you see about entrepreneurship or whatever. Like, there's all these hurdles and backwards circles, and well, I don't know what a backwards circle is, but the line goes backwards, and then you go forwards, and then you go up, and then you fall off a cliff, and then you have to cross a river. Like, all this shit's gonna happen, but you just do the damn best you can every single day. And it's just like, it reminds me of the art of war. Like, you're not gonna win every single battle. But you are, if you subscribe to this growth mindset, this mindset that we've talked about, you will win the war of which is your life. You will get to that destination despite all the shitty drivers that are texting and just annoying you. And you're going to make it. You're going to do all right. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. Contemplations are things that I've learned through my life. And I was so defining of my own life and saying I had a bad year. And I just think that's so silly now. And I've really, really tried to just live my moments and make those moments better and change, like tweak the small things in my life. And then I've noticed massive changes because of that. So I challenge you to do that today. And the best way to help this podcast out is to share it with other people and rate it 5 stars on iTunes and just go check out all the other amazing episodes that are out there, all the guests that I've been humbled to have. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll sandwich this episode with the same thing that I started with, saying just don't only listen to this episode, please go out there and apply it. Like, I know you won't regret it. You can listen to all the best advice, the best podcasts, read all these incredible books, but if you don't apply it, it doesn't mean anything. So go out there, have the best Friday ever.